This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset. I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and these are our stories for Friday, September 11th. The K1USN Radio Club in Massachusetts is launching a new weekly hour-long slow-speed contest called the K1USN SST. The inaugural session will be on Monday, September 14th from 0100 hours to 01 UTC. That's Sunday, September 13th in the North American time zones. K1USN trustee Pi Pugh, K1RV, said the decision to embark on a sponsorship of a new operating event involved surveying some 2,000 radio amateurs to gauge their enthusiasm for the event. Pugh said the club worked with a group of CWOPS members within the club, with the blessing of the CWOPS CW Academy Advisor Group. CWOPS is not involved in sponsoring the contest. Although predicated on the desires of the CW Academy community, Pugh stressed that the weekly activity will be open to all who are looking to improve their CW skills. Participants are advised to be patient, supportive, and willing to slow down as necessary. Suggested frequencies are 3532 to 3539 kilohertz on 80 meters, 7032 to 7039 kilohertz on 40 meters, and 14032 to 14039 kilohertz on 20 meters. Stations exchange names and states, provinces, or countries. Scientists at the Air Force Research Laboratory in New Mexico have discovered a new way to track and characterize sporadic E, which occurs when large structures of dense plasma form naturally in the upper atmosphere. These plasma structures, which can occur at mid-latitude locations around the world, can affect radio wave propagation in both positive and negative ways. Ken Obenberger, a research scientist at the laboratory, said, quote, "Previous methods to observe these structures were insufficient for identifying and tracking the structures over large regions. It would be advantageous to actively identify where these structures are, where they are going, and how dense they are, and we thought we could find a better way to do that." Unquote. The new method, developed by Obenberger and collaborators at the laboratory and at the University of New Mexico, leverages unintentional RF emissions from power lines and uses broadband radio noise with which they can map and track dense sporadic E structures. This kind of technology could be of interest to those who rely on HF and VHF frequencies, such as radio amateurs, mariners, broadcasters, and the military. Radio amateurs have long taken advantage of sporadic E for long-range communications in the VHF bands, such as 6 and 2 meters. Studying the climatology of sporadic E can provide a probability that it will occur, but the actual presence of sporadic E can only be determined through trial and error observations. Having accurate nowcasting of sporadic E could provide crucial information during disaster situations where hams may play a key role in supporting communication of vital information. Nigel Vanderhouwen, K7NVH, reported on September 8th that some users of HamWAN, a high-speed digital network in the Puget Sound region of Washington, spotted a large brush fire while viewing one of the network's remote camera feeds. They reported it to the Department of Natural Resources, which thanked them for the first report they had gotten on the fire, and they sent a team to try to keep it small and under control. HamWAN is a nonprofit organization developing best practices for high-speed amateur radio data networks. So far, HamWAN networks have been used for such applications as low-latency repeater linking, real-time video feeds, APRS iGates, providing redundant internet access to emergency operation centers, and more. The HamWAN Puget Sound Network has cells deployed at numerous wide-coverage sites, interconnected with 5 GHz radios. The HamWAN technical team has been installing remotely controllable cameras at the link sites, and one of these was used for the wildfire report. Amateur radio volunteers provided the Maryland, D.C. section with situational awareness and breaking information on September 3rd as severe weather, including at least one tornado, hit the region around the nation's capital. ARRL Maryland, D.C. section manager Marty Pittenger, KB3MXM, said section staff and hams across Maryland joined a section-wide Echolink node and linked repeaters to report situational awareness as the eastern half of the state and Washington, D.C. were hit hard. For more than 3 hours, NETS reported on wind damage, power outages, flooding, and the impact to traffic across six Maryland counties. The storms traveled more than 80 miles across Maryland, with one passing north of D.C., spawning a brief tornado in Edgemere, not far from the U.S. Naval Academy. Another storm crossed over Baltimore. Earlier that day, the Maryland, D.C. section and ARES leadership collaborated to plan a course of action. Section Emergency Coordinator Jim Montgomery, WB3KAS, notified ARES teams of approaching storms. The Citrus Belt Amateur Radio Club will sponsor its 21st Route 66 on the Air special event September 12th through the 20th, with 21 stations each using a 1x1 call sign, specifically W6A through W6U, and operating from cities along the highway. Route 66 is famous in American history as the major highway from the east to the west coast and is associated with American car culture as with the vintage Route 66 television program. To celebrate their club's 50th anniversary, members of the Texas DX Society will operate K5DX/50 September 14th through October 13th on CW, SSB, and FT8 on 160 through 10 meters. Also in September, VE3NOO will operate special event station XM3A to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the United Nations. And finally, members of the London, Ontario Amateur Radio Club will use the call sign VE3LON100 until the end of September to mark the centennial of the club, one of the oldest amateur radio clubs in Canada. Bruce Page, KK5DO, reminds listeners about the challenge of earning the ARRL VHF UHF Century Club Award for satellite contacts. To get started, you need to work stations in 100 different Maidenhead grid squares. This month, there are a few newcomers to the VUCC Club. Those earning their first 100 or more grids from the September list are, in alphabetical order, DF2ET, K0JM, K1PAD, K5TA, KI4ASK, KO4AQF, KX9X, NA1ME, PP2RON, and WA8ZID. And if you think getting started with 100 grids is a task, K8YSE just hit 1,935 grids. To make it a bit more fun chasing grids, there are a number of hams who are traveling around the states, and they'll stop and give out some grid squares. And if you're lucky, they will be on a grid boundary or a four-corner grid. Listen for announcements of these grid expeditions in audio news. This is the ARRL propagation forecast for Friday, September 11th. We have an area in the sun's southern atmosphere that is trying to be a sunspot, trying be the operative word. By the time you hear this, it will have graduated into a full sunspot, or it will have vanished. There's been a slight bump in the solar index as a result, but not much to get excited about. We have a blast of solar wind due to arrive by early next week. The impacts on the HF band shouldn't be great, however, but it may disrupt some bands above 40 meters. On VHF and UHF, this weekend is the ARRL September VHF contest, and it looks like operators in the Midwest may want to keep an eye out for tropo openings on 2 meters and up. 6 meters has been fairly quiet in most areas, but even in mid-September, it can still pop open when you least expect it.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.